From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lee. The Missouri legislature has approved $2.2 million to support Governor Mike Parson sending Missouri National Guard troops and members of the Highway Patrol to the Texas-Mexico border. The Missouri Senate voted 30-2 yesterday to approve the House supplemental budget bill. Since senators made no changes to the legislation, the bill now goes to Parson. As a result of an executive order issued by Parson, troops have been helping the Border Patrol since March. Senator Lincoln Huff said funding will go towards expenses associated with that order.
This is essentially us just paying the bills on an ongoing operation that the governor initiated at the beginning of March.
Parson's executive order is currently in effect until June 13th. It could be extended. A bill protecting pesticide manufacturers from lawsuits about warning labels has gained initial approval in the Missouri House. The bill protects manufacturers from claims that they failed to warn consumers of possible cancer risks from pesticides if those pesticides were already approved as non-carcinogenic by the EPA. While some Republicans broke with their party to oppose the bill, the Republican majority still had the numbers to give the bill initial approval. It will need to get another vote before moving to the Senate for consideration. Bayer is a company headquartered in St. Louis that produces the Roundup pesticide that worked to introduce the bill and has supported similar legislation in Iowa and Idaho. The company is facing hundreds of thousands of legal claims from those who believe their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by Roundup. However, the main chemical in the product was proven to be non-carcinogenic to humans by the EPA. However, Bayer has been found liable in some of the cases they face. The National Transportation Safety Board has begun its investigation into a fatal plane crash in South Boone County. Wade Bates, 58, a West Fork, Arkansas man, is dead after the plane he was piloting crashed just outside of Hartsburg Tuesday. He was the only person on board. Captain Brian Lear at Boone County Sheriff's Office confirmed that next of kin had been notified and the Boone County Medical Examiner has taken his body into custody. In previous reporting, KBIA used an FAA time estimation of the time of the crash, but Lear gave a more accurate time of 12:08 p.m. on Tuesday. Lear says that once the on-site investigation is concluded, the investigation is not over.
I'm not sure how long that'll take. I know some other investigations are rather lengthy, as there's a lot of stuff that they have to piece together to try to complete an investigation when it comes to an airplane crash.
The cause of the crash is yet to be confirmed. As the plane was crashing, debris fell up to 4 miles around the crash site. Debris in the plane will be removed once the NTSB has concluded its in-the-field investigation. A massive education bill that expands a private school scholarship program and opens up Boone County to charter schools squeaked out of the Missouri House today, winning the bare minimum number of votes needed for passage. Missouri Independent reports that the 153-page bill, sponsored by Republican State Senator Andrew Koenig, is estimated to cost taxpayers $468 million when fully implemented. It passed 82-69, with Democrats joining Republicans in support of the bill. 45 Democrats and 24 Republicans voted against it. I'm Nathan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.